first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. And rock to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Uroi. Throw down! Straight cat rock and roll away. We'll be right back.
Douglas Dojley, and welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 until 7 right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web as well at www.wrir.org. Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center's 2008-2009 season features classical music by pianist Peter Serkin, vocal ensemble Chanticleer, the Shanghai Quartet, mezzo-soprano Jennifer Larmour, and the Five Browns Piano Quintet. For more details, please call 289-8980 or visit online at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR is underwritten in part by a generous contribution from Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has a huge collection of new and used CDs, DVDs, and games, as well as an extensive selection of local and regional music, deep catalog selections, all the latest music, and a large assortment of both new and used titles on vinyl. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street. More information about Plan 9 is on the web at www.plan9music.com. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And new this week at Plan 9, a new one from J.J. Gray and Mofro called Orange Blossoms. Also, new music from B.B. King, One Kind Favor, and Somewhere by Eva Cassidy. All of that new this week at Plan 9. And this week on Global Agogo, we are going to be playing songs about Barack Obama by artists from around the world, but that's not going to get started for probably about another half hour or so. Right now, I've got in the studio with me Dr. Andrew McGraw from the University of Richmond, where he's an ethnomusicologist, assistant professor of music, and is also a guy who, how do I say this, organizes, leads the Gamelan Ragakusuma?
Sure, let's say organizes.
Okay. Get a little closer to the mic. That'll make it work better for everybody. And welcome. Welcome to WRIR. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And so let's start by just telling folks about what you guys are up to with the Gamelan.
Well, at the University of Richmond, we have a global music ensemble. And in that ensemble, we have a Gamelan ensemble, which is traditional orchestral music from Indonesia, from Java and Bali. And we have West African music as well, Ewe and Dagomba sets of drums that we just got this year. And beyond that, we have a community ensemble called Ragakusuma that was named by a Balinese visiting artist, Gusti Sudarta, who we were hosting last semester, or two semesters ago. And it's a large ensemble. It can accommodate about 25, 30 people. It's mostly percussion, chimes, gongs, flutes, drums, cymbals. And it can accommodate a really wide spectrum of abilities and interests. So in Indonesia, it's community-based music. So most people start when they're five or six. And they start on an easy instrument, and then they gradually graduate into harder instruments.
And so this is really open to anybody in the Richmond community who's interested in participating?
It's open to anybody. We have members whose ages range from, let's see, six or seven, I don't know how old he is now, to about 60. And it really cuts across a lot of demographic, age, class boundaries. And it's a place where people can socialize musically, where maybe they don't often get to get together in that kind of way.
It sounds like WRIR, except you guys have musical instruments and we've got this gear here.
And we're not responsible in case, you know, there's a major disaster.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you have to put out an alarm.
Right.
And so I could come down to this open rehearsal. Did we say when the open rehearsal is yet?
Well, we're having a workshop this weekend. It's an open rehearsal for anybody who's interested. It's an introductory rehearsal on the Gamelan. It's 3 to 5 at the University of Richmond. It's free. Kids are welcome as long as they're somewhat supervised. And it's in room BB117 in Booker Hall. If you've ever been to the University of Richmond, that's the big band room underneath Camp Concert Hall. And, it's open to anybody. Our rehearsals, which are Thursday evenings in the same space, 7 to 9, are open to anyone, but we're usually in the middle of preparing for a concert, and that could be a little bit difficult for people to just jump in the middle of the semester.
So if I came on Sunday, what would happen?
you'd come, and we'd talk about the music for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, where it's from and how it's put together, and then I'd tell you which are the harder instruments and which are the easier instruments, and I'd let people sit where they felt comfortable, and then we'd slowly start layering in a really basic piece of music, and then we'd do that for 20 minutes, and then we'd get up and we'd all shift instruments and see where we felt comfortable.
And how did you guys come by having these instruments? Because it's the instruments that make the orchestra, right, in this kind of music?
Right. It's a very, very large bronze orchestra. If you go to, we just registered a website. If you go to www.ragakusumo.org, R-A-G-A-K-U-S-U-M-A, that'll link you to my site. You can see pictures and hear recordings. But it's mostly bronze percussion instrument put in really intricately carved wooden cases. And it took about 6 months to forge by Bali's leading gongsmith in 2006. I actually own the instruments myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That means I can retune them and not ask for permission.
And but then, you need a metalsmith to retune them, right?
Well, you know, theoretically, but
there are things you can do.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then they put them on a boat and they steamed over here for 3 months, and now we have them.
And how many ensembles similar to this or related to this do you think there are in the USA?
You know, somebody did a count a few years ago, and they came up with a number of about 200 in North America. Mm-hmm. There are many, many Javanese, Sundanese, Balinese, everything that is called gamelan, which is kind of regional from Bali, maybe all the way up into Malaysia. And there's about 200 sets of different types.
And how many of them are, like, you know, available for members of the community to play in the group?
I think almost all are. I mean, there are a few groups that are devoted to, smaller groups that are devoted to new experimental music. There's one in Toronto. There are a couple in California. But, I mean, the whole idea is that it's community-based music.
Okay, once again, this open rehearsal gamelan workshop is taking place on Sunday. That's this Sunday, August 31st. From 3 to 5 p.m. at the University of Richmond in Booker Hall. That's the room, the same building that the Camp Concert Hall is in.
Right.
It's room BB117. It's directly below Camp Concert Hall. And we're gonna play some music in here, too. But before we do, let's give people a couple of other pieces of information where they can go to get more information. Let's start by repeating that website again for folks.
Well, the website, assuming everything's working, is www.ragakusuma. Or you can navigate
.org.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And we'll post that on our website, too, for those of you that haven't written it down yet, although we're trying to go very slowly for you.
Or you could navigate to my website from the University of Richmond, www.richmond.edu. And if you want basic information, there's a lot of information out there. If you just Google gamelan or even Wikipedia, you'll find a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff on YouTube.
And is there a phone number anybody can call during this weekend to, you know, get, like, you know, whatever else they need to know that they haven't gotten so far?
People can call me at 289-1807.
Okay, great. But don't do it right now because he's live on the radio.
Right.
But maybe you could do it in a minute here because we're going to play some music. So it means we'll be able to turn off the mics and answer the phone. The phone number here is 804-649-9737 in case you're interested in talking to us directly. What do you want to play here first?
Maybe we should start with a recording that we have of the local ensemble. This is a recording we made last semester. And this ensemble is just a little over a year old. It's community-based. Everyone's a complete beginner. Nobody's coming in really knowing anything about gamelan. And we did a series of performances at the Modlin Center. And I'll play a recording of, it's called Rejang. It's an accompaniment for a temple dance.
Okay, and which track is it on the CD?
It's track one.
Track one. Okay, great. We've got it queued up already. So let's listen to this recording of gamelan Ragakusuma right here on Global Agogo. Thank you. Could be you playing one of those instruments if you come to this open rehearsal on Sunday for the Community Gamelan group at University of Richmond, which is led by Andy McGraw, who is my guest in the studio here this afternoon on Global Agogo.
Hey.
So that was great. That sounded really good.
I think for, you know, a group that was all beginners and only 1 year, I think that's pretty solid.
Hey, what do you play in the group?
I'm usually running around helping other people, but
okay.
You know, it's an oral tradition, so there's no notation, there's no conductor, it's all memorization and really a sense of ensemble. But if anyone's leading changes, it's usually the drum, so I'm usually at the drum.
So why do you think people ought to be interested in playing this like non-Western music?
Well, I think there are a few reasons. I mean, besides just aesthetic enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason could be health reasons, actually. There are all these studies coming out talking about links between longevity and health and increased social networks.
Right? Oh, right, right, yeah.
And the relationship between Alzheimer's and mm-hmm. memorization. But I think it stands as a symbol of something beyond just the music itself. You know, it represents difference. And it represents different ways of existing, not just different sounds, but different ways of being. And in a society in which we're increasingly all receiving the same kind of media messages,
right,
living under the same laws, hearing the same thing, strapped into the same technology, I think non-Western music, whatever you want to call it, even experimental music, is almost inherently counter-hegemonic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it gives us an example of alternative ways of being. And I think for that reason, it's worth doing. Not really out of a kind of neoliberal, bourgeois, you know, utopian harmony, you know, fantasy, but just trying to deal with diversity and deal with difference and trying to figure out, you know, what does it mean for that music to sound so strange and why does it sound strange and how can you imagine that music sounding to the Balinese the way, you know, rock and roll sounds to us.
Because there, everybody listens to it.
It's huge. I mean, it's not some, you know, reified classical form that's kept like a museum. You go to the performances and the contests they have in the summer festivals, and it's like, I mean, for me, when I first saw it, it was like hearing really, really complex new music, but the vibe and the audience energy was like going to a cutting contest for DJs or a hip-hop contest. I mean, it was this real, you know, combination of what is in America sometimes very different cultures. In Bali, it was this unity.
So, like, they had an election there, right? Like, over the summer, right? And all of the elected officials are aligned with music in some way or another.
Yeah, I mean, they really, in the gubernatorial campaigns, they were really making appeals to the artists, partly because there's so many artists, they're a big...
It's a big industry
in Bali.
Yeah,
they're a big part of the electorate. But, you know, there were certain things this summer. They regularly have contests, and they can get very territorial, and this year they had to dissociate it from the contest because they were worried that they would be kind of caught up in the campaigns and could actually get violent.
Wow. All right, what do you want to listen to next?
Well, on Friday, September 5th, we've been invited, the group has been invited to do a kind of processional music starting at 10 p.m. I think this is part of First Friday's, part of the In Light Festival.
Right.
And we're going to be marching. This is a kind of music called Bela Ganjur, which is usually used for cremation ceremonies in Bali and temple ceremonies. So the gamelan, the full ensemble, is incredibly heavy, but they have a smaller kind of pickup version called Bela Ganjur, and we're going to be playing this September 5th, Friday night, down on Broad and Belvedere. And if you're anywhere around there, you will hear us playing it.
Okay, so this is going to be the walking around or busking version,
right?
of gamelan music, like what you'll be able to hear at First Fridays a week from today.
Right.
Check it out right here on Global Agogo. Busking gamelan here on Global Agogo, and this is music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 till 7, and I've got a special guest here today, Andy McGraw from University of Richmond, and we're talking about Indonesian gamelan music and how you can play it here in Richmond. And I just got a question from a caller, and she wanted to know, you know, if I want to participate in this, but I can't be there on Sunday, what should I do?
You can come on a Thursday.
Okay.
Every Thursday, we meet from 7 to 9 in the same space. It's a little bit different in that you'll be walking into a group where there you might be the only beginner that evening. So as long as you're maybe a little bit more patient, it's open to everyone Thursdays from 7 to 9.
But if you come on the first Thursday in September, people aren't going to be but so far ahead of you, right?
Well,
the people who were there last year.
Right, right.
How many Indonesians, natives, do you actually have in the group?
We have, depending on which concert they're playing in, two or three, four. Mm-hmm. There's a Balinese family in town that's very active, and right now there's they have time problems because the father is defending his PhD.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully he'll get through his tests fine this week, and then they'll be back in town.
But and that's one of the, you know, interesting aspects of all, you know, just world music in general. There's something that I've found from doing this show is that it doesn't matter what I play, there's somebody in Richmond who's familiar with that music. And you know, when I moved here 25 years ago, that wasn't true at all.
Yeah, it's I mean, there's a lot going on in Richmond, you know, as far as world music. I mean, if you're interested in participating and being a part of these kinds of ensembles, you know, you don't have to do gamelan. I mean, there's a huge capoeira scene.
Right.
With one of the best, you know, performers of that, Mestre Panau, and they're having a huge event in October, I saw. I mean, this guy is really amazing. And you've got a lot of, you know, African, Afro-American folkloric societies in town, Alegba. You've got drummers like Olumide. You've got North Indian music teachers like Nirmal Bajakal. I mean, there's a real scene. You just got to maybe look around and get into it.
You know, there's a bar, nightclub down the street from us that's doing world music nights every Wednesday night, Emilio's.
Yeah.
You know, I've mentioned this like a couple of weeks ago, well, before I was on vacation, this band Biorritmo, very popular here in Richmond. That's one of the most highly regarded salsa bands in the whole United States.
Yeah, I mean,
we've got an Afrobeat band in Richmond. My colleague DJ Carlito DJs a Bollywood music night once a month at Couscous Restaurant. He's drawing huge crowds for this.
You know, and they show Bollywood films at the Bird like once a month. I mean, they get pretty good crowds for that. There's Kevin Harding, his boss of group, and his brother.
And who's also associated with the University of Richmond.
Right.
And, of course, yeah, there are these long-running Richmond groups. I'm not trying to not mention people here, but like now that I'm started, I'm sort of stuck with it. I got to mention that, you know, for a long time you've been able to see Hotel X, a band based here in Richmond, Rattlemath, based in Richmond, the Ululating Mummies. Before them, the Orthotonics, many of the same players, and on and on. So, I also have to say that one of my sponsors here on this show, the Maudlin Center for the Arts, featuring world music in this year's season. And I mean, have you seen a list of the people that they're bringing?
Yeah, they've got a lot coming in. They had a lot last year. I mean, what I'm most excited about is Thomas Mafumo coming in.
And yeah, and I've mentioned that several times, and I'm going to do it again right now. One of the most important living musicians, in my opinion. It's like the equivalent of seeing Bob Marley or seeing Fela Kuti. Those guys are dead. This guy's alive. Not only is he alive, he's living in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to be here, and he's going to be here for two nights,
apparently,
because the demand and interest is so great. And I think that's October 24th and 25th. But in addition to that, Mex Rob and the Palast Orchestra, which is a great group, are going to be here in October. Simon Shaheen, who's an oud player from Palestine, is going to be here. Paquito de Rivera will be back. We've seen him here before. He's from Cuba, lives in the U.S. now. The group Danu, the Irish group Cherish the Ladies is going to kick off the season. African Children's Choir. This is all in one concert series, folks. And Maritza, who is the single-handedly responsible for making fado, Portuguese fado, popular again. She's enormously popular all over the world. She's got a brand new, like, 2-CD DVD thing. This is going to sell hundreds of thousands of copies. She's going to play in Richmond on April 1st. So this city has really changed a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on this year. We're hosting a visiting scholar from the University of Ghana for a month in November, Abdallah Zachariah, who will be teaching Dagomba music, and he'll be available for lessons. And in the spring, we'll be hosting a lecturer, professor from the Indonesian Institute of the Arts, a shadow puppeteer, and Bali's most highly regarded dancer. So there's a lot going on.
And there's so much going on that we're actually running out of time in this conversation, which is a cue for me to do two things. One of which is to get you to play at least one more piece of music before we finish.
Right.
And the other one is to give myself a mental note to invite you to come back and do more of this, because a half hour is obviously not enough.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to play?
Well, you know, we were talking about these festivals and this scene, this combination between, you know, serious composition, which can sometimes in America draw rather staid audiences, and you know youth audiences that are often more energized, and it's the combination of these two in Bali that's really exciting. And we were talking about these festivals and their potential kind of violent potential in the political elections of Bali. So I want to play a track. This is called Jagra Parwata by the composer Inyo Manwinda, and if you listen closely, you can hear an audience of about 8,000 people applauding and just going nuts and all the breaks in the music. This is a form of music called kibyar, which is really virtuosic. It's what young men do, and it's really about showing off, scaring the other group, and just throwing down.
Okay, so this is track 5 here?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got it queued up, so check this out, and we'll be back for some closing words from Andy McGraw after the music. That is totally cool and totally unlike the other. Well, actually, all three pieces that we played there are totally different from each other.
Yeah. Real rich musical culture. A lot going on.
Now, that was great. That was great. So, Andy, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's one more time tell people about this event that's this weekend.
Right. We're having an open, free workshop on the gamelan at the University of Richmond. That's going to be from 3 to 5 this Sunday, August 31st. It's kid-friendly, as long as they're somewhat supervised. It's going to be in room BB117 in Booker Hall. If you've been to the University of Richmond, that's the room below Camp Concert Hall. And it's open to anyone, whether you are a quote-unquote trained musician or not. This is community-based music. There's really something for anybody that can feel a beat. And if anybody's interested, you can call me at 289-1807, or you can get more information at www.ragakusomo.org.
And we will have we have some information up on our website about this as well, www.wrir.org. Just look under the post that says Global Agogo, and we'll put some more information up as time permits us here. But thanks for coming in, and let's do it again.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we're going to do some business here, and then we're going to get to the other special part of our show. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents a wide variety of family-friendly performances this season, including Dan Zanes and Friends, Drumline Live, a stage version of Horrible Harry based on books by Susie Klein, and the Canadian circus troupe Cirque El Waz. You can call the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or visit modlin.richmond.edu for tickets or information. And also, this piece of information, related piece of information, New Orleans' own Hot 8 Brass Band visits Richmond for concerts on and off campus, as well as a discussion about Hurricane Katrina. On September 5th, Hot 8 will offer a free lunchtime one free lunchtime concert at the University of Richmond's Lower Forum. That's from 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. That evening, they will visit First Friday's Art Walk, where they will be dueling with the Busking Gamelan Orchestra. And they will be performing at various locations in downtown Richmond during First Friday's Art Walk between 7 and 10 p.m. Hot 8 Brass Band will also be appearing in conjunction with a film screening of Spike Lee's award-winning documentary When the Levees Broke, which will be screened September 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and September 4th at 8 p.m. in the Alice Jepson Theater. And members of Hot 8 will participate in a Q&A on September 4th, and that's public service announcement of WRIR and your community radio station. And I'll just add as a personal note that I got to see the Hot 8 Brass Band. They played at a friend of mine's wedding a few months ago in New Orleans, and they're awesome. You really have to see these guys. They're great. They played a brass band version of Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. That was fabulous. Okay. Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, and as promised, we're going to be spending the rest of the program just playing songs about Barack Obama, who's now the nominee for President of the United States of the Democratic Party. These are all world music songs. In other words, they are either sung in languages not in English, and they all have words, okay? So listening to the words is a key part of this show for a change. And either not in English or in English by artists from originally from outside the United States in musical styles associated with countries other than the United States. And I know that sounds esoteric, but I got to tell you that there is hours and hours of this music, and that's why I was interested in doing this show in the first place. This guy, unlike pretty much any other politician in my adulthood, has really captured the interest of people around the world. And this is a nonpartisan radio station. This is a nonpartisan show. No chuckling involved. But seriously, if there are comparable or similar songs in foreign languages or by international artists about any other presidential candidate, I am more than interested in playing them on my program. If they are about John McCain or Ralph Nader or especially Bob Barr, please send me information. I do want to play these things. My email address is globalagogoradio@gmail.com. I haven't found any yet, and that may just be my own weakness. But in any case, I've got a lot of Barack Obama material. We've got a lot of great stuff on the website. I should probably just start playing some of it, and maybe I'll tell you the rest of this information later. And since Andy is still here, I'm going to start with one that he actually turned me on to that he heard all over Ghana when he was there this summer on his research trip. This is an artist named Black Rasta. He's a radio DJ, right?
Yeah.
And very popular. So this would be kind of like Don Imus doing a song.
Right.
It's called Barack Obama, and it's done in a kind of reggae dance hall style. Check it out right here on Global Agogo.
When we ask for some black man, say, want an American president, them thinks that I'm going to skin them teeth and watch him. Yeah.
Mama, come up to talk about, come up to talk about Barack Obama. Papa, papa, come up to talk about, come up to talk about Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama.
Yo, yo, hear me now. Originally stepping out of Kenya, Africa, adopted into the cold woodlands of America. Trust me, Aya, them you defy every order, town senator. Ratatatatata, the gunshot of hate continue to echo in every corner. How come black man become president in a money maker? Barack Biwe, Barack Biwe, Barack Biwe. Before them turn your name into Barack Obama. Watch me now, in a this your time, judgment will come without water. For legalizing abortion in America. A fire! Fire!
Mama, mama, come up to talk about, come up to talk about Barack Obama. Papa, papa, come up to talk about, come up to talk about Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama.
was the beginning of Satan end time. Baptizing black Americans in a piece of juice of lime, making sure no black man in America would see his crime. In this time, a black American president a great sign. Too long, them disrespect blacks and Africans combine. When black people flesh and blood, the Ku Klux Klan love to dine. Watch out Barack Obama and intensify your power turbine. Or else, President Obama, your dark days will never sublime.
Mama, mama, come with me taco, come with me talk about Barack Obama. Papa, papa, come with me taco, come with me talk about Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama.
Rest your sheep, grazing in their territory. God, a Barack, watch out. Some don't love you, you know they only faking it. God, Barack, watch out. Many righteous ones have been sacrificed by this very same system. As you keep the fire burning, black president.
Yeah man, yeah man, yeah man. God bless America, the idiot boy always said. When the bombs and weapons fly over innocent people, aid. Oh Obama, me never hear you talk about Africa yet. Or is it the night you are swerving them in your campaign? Mr. Obama, bring this politics money to Africa and keep the poverty at bay. Too long black people them keep naming of us here. Wake up Obama and don't join the bandwagon of God here. Beware Obama. Obama, watch out Obama, look around you, the people them show you no smile. I mean, I tell them man, them smile them a fake, fake, fake smile them. Watch out
mama,
Obama,
mama,
a fake.
Come with me talk, come with me talk about Barack Obama. Papa, papa, come with me talk, come with me talk about Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama. Mama, mama, come with me talk, come with me talk about Barack Obama. Papa, papa, come with me talk, come with me talk about Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama. Barack, Barack, Barack Obama.
Shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, oh, hoy. Them say Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, oh, hoy. Now you can hear it in the morning,
Obama,
and you can hear it in the evening,
Obama.
Black man and white woman shouting,
Obama.
Them in the groove and them is moving,
Obama.
And you can hear them saying Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, oh, hoy. Them say Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, oh, hoy. The momentum is hot, and no one can stop that. Well, some of them are dressed back, and some are take back them chat.
Sure.
All some of them who was racist, jumping and dancing in the street, and I shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, oh, hoy. Them say Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, oh, hoy. It is not Hillary Clinton,
Obama.
And it is not John McCain,
Obama.
It is not Chuck Norris,
Obama.
And I know it's not John Wayne,
Obama.
It
it is not the one Rambo,
Obama.
And it is not the Terminator,
Obama.
But a the new trendsetter,
Obama.
He matting up the whole America and them a shout out Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, hoy, oh hoy. Them say Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, hoy, oh hoy. African American rise and keep your eyes on the prize,
Obama.
Cause now enough of them a realize the black man is in their eyes,
Obama.
Well, it's no joke, it's a fact. We're gonna paint all the White House black.
Obama.
Enough can't believe a Jew. Black country run the red, white, and blue. Them a shout out Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, hoy, hoy. Them say Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, hoy, hoy. Me call in a live red Indians. We live up on the reservation,
Obama.
The Japanese and all the Chinese man,
Obama.
The Indian and all the Mexican,
Obama.
Arabs and Jews and Palestinians,
Obama.
A time for we join up as one and shout out Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, hoy, hoy. Shout Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, Barack, Obama, hoy, hoy. Cause this is not about class,
Obama.
No color, race, nor creed,
Obama.
But it's about that changes,
Obama.
What the Americans need,
Obama.
So whether you come from California,
Obama.
Or you live in North Dakota,
Obama.
You could have come from Texas,
Obama.
Or you living in a Florida,
Obama.
I want your join this line, yeah.
And that is a big hit record there from Coco Tees, one of the most popular reggae singers in Jamaica right now. Barack Obama, you can hear that on the radio all over Jamaica right now. Before that, we heard from Black Rasta from Ghana and a kind of reggae song also called Barack Obama. And that is what we're playing here on the rest of Global Agogo. We're playing all world music songs about Barack Obama because there are so darn many of them. And I'm going to play next one of my very favorites, actually, of the whole group. This is by the Mighty Sparrow. He's possibly the most famous living calypsonian. Originally from Trinidad, spent a lot of his life in the UK, now lives in the US. He's an American citizen, and I assume he's going to be voting based on this song. It's called Barack the Magnificent, and you know, for those of you that aren't so familiar with Calypso, listen to the detail that he gets into in the lyrics. This is the only song I'm going to play on this show that that has Jack Abramoff name-checked in the lyrics. It's really the original CNN of the streets, Calypso, the Mighty Sparrow, Barack the Magnificent, right here on Global Agogo.
The respect of the world has been on lock. If you want it back, then vote Barack. Because this time, we come out of vote. Stop the war. Stop genocide in Darfur. No matter what. Get healthcare for who have not. The Foreign Relations Committee can attest to its tenacity for homeland and job security. When the war was a conception, said it was wrong, so he didn't go along. Jay Baker and Lee Hamilton, they said of Barack's opinion, he's a man of resplendent vision. I know the warmongers are anxious, ready and set. Saddam is imposing to us an imminent threat. They magnify Saddam's offenses. Now we paying the consequences. Every day our soldiers dying in the trenches. Barack, Barack, he's fighting for openness and honest government. Barack, he's doggedly defiant. Phenomenal strength and wisdom beyond comment.
Master, you put me in a quagmire. Not this time, we come out to vote. What's at stake? Clean up Washington overall. In the wake of the Jack Abramoff scandal, the middle class and the little man is without representation. This regime had too much corruption. He wants to see a good energy policy, inclusively, extend comprehensively, renewable fuels to clean coal. There'll be no price gouging at all. These things are Barack Obama's goal. In changing the crooked regime, we must all take note. They'll be kicking and screaming out means, so we all must vote. By not exercising these rights, is refusing to see the light. Democrats, rise up, stand up and fight. Barack, Barack, on the Senate Vets Affairs Committee, he's a giant. Barack, dignified, resilient, and with rockstar status, is Barack the Magnificent. Talk about how you won't cut and run. Rumsfeld and Karl Rove, that's what they done. But not this time, we come out to vote. Not so government work. As a grad from both Columbia and Harvard, this GI lad want all others to study hard. We are the wealthiest in existence, without proper health insurance. Walter Reed Hospital, for instance. Quality check, every wounded soldier should get. Not abject neglect, all providers must give a heck. Healthcare must be affordable and easily accessible. Make existentialism enjoyable. We thought that we could be living in pure misery. Psychological, mental, evil insanity. Loving husband, father of two. That is Obama's point of view. Religiously urged family values. Barack, Barack. Civil rights leader who not constitution and law. Barack. But terrific, I quote, candidate of note, so make sure he gets your vote. Subpoena him, them gets you no answer. The Attorney General can remember. Not this time, we come out to vote. We know he's young, but with the wisdom of Solomon. Not like that one. He had experience, look what he's done. Insurgents have just one focus, that's to put a hurting on us. Worldwide security must be enforced. Immigration going to get further out of hand. The border plan, he'll protect in legal fashion. Undocumented will get time, they'll have to atone for their crime. Criminals will be kicked out behind. Employers who hire illegals and who outsource. No, it's unconstitutional and time to change course. Special interests and facing facts. Literacy and slavery come last. Disenfranchisement gone, the time has passed. Barack, Barack. The first black president to lead this mighty nation. Barack, we'll regain worldwide respect with Obama's vision and excellent comprehension. The respect of the world that we now lack. If you want it back, then vote Barack. Not this time, we come out to vote. With you there's no
set on a mission to bring back this nation to a sense of normalcy and what's good for the country. Freedom of speech we are losing, can't express what we're feeling. Personal emails they're checking and they're also eavesdropping. Barack Obama, yeah, for president of the USA. Come election day, he got charm and charisma. A respected senator with integrity. He's got honesty, he's so eloquent. He shows commitment, muscular and lean, and oh so clean. Vote Obama, vote Obama, vote Obama, oh yeah. Vote Obama, vote Obama, vote Obama, USA. Budget deficit in the trillions, no healthcare by the millions, yet Iran's getting billions, soldiers die by the thousands. Social programs they're cutting, gas price skyrocketing, cost of living is rising, and the homeless increasing. Barack Obama, yeah, for president of the USA. Come election day, he is so articulate, a welcome voice in the Senate. With intelligence, so much common sense. He's got decency, he moves with dignity. He's so real and genuine, vote for him. Vote Obama, vote Obama, vote Obama, oh yeah. Vote Obama, vote Obama, vote Obama, USA. Some are asking, a black man some not voting. Muslim name they are thinking, makes it right to reject him. Name and color means nothing when you hear what he's saying. So choose Obama when voting on election morning. Barack Obama, yeah, for president of the USA. Come election day, if you're in Oklahoma or Indiana, you're in Tennessee or in Kentucky, up in Idaho, especially in Ohio, if you are in Spokane or even Maine. Vote Obama, vote Obama, vote Obama, oh yeah. Vote Obama, vote Obama, vote Obama, USA. What are you gonna do now? Let me hear you say, on election day, everybody at home, sing along, sing along. If you're in California, up in Alaska, down in Florida, you're in Oregon, up in Washington, if you're in Kansas, especially Texas, in Minnesota, or in Utah, North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, North Dakota, South Dakota. If you're in Wyoming, let me hear you sing. If you're in New York, no more barrels of pork. Down in Georgia, in Arizona.
And that artist is named Ramo Tringo. He is also from Trinidad and Tobago, and that's his song called "Vote Obama." And I don't know, Andy, how many states did he mention in that one? Were you counting?
Maybe all.
Yeah, man. Anyway, the detail in some of these songs, it is very impressive. People who are much more interested in the American political process than, say, Americans are, for example. Before that, we heard from The Mighty Sparrow and Barack the Magnificent. And it is 6:01, and you are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. We are radio for the rest of us. Remember, you can hear us on the internet at www.wrir.org. We stream 24 hours a day live. We do
change our programming a little bit during the day. There are some programs we're not allowed to run on the internet, but basically we're on the air and on the internet 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, so you can hear us really any place in the world that you can get an internet connection, and of course here in Richmond you can hear us on 97.3 FM, and we're glad to have you with us either which way that you are with us. And on Global Agogo today, we've got a very special program going. It is all world music songs about Barack Obama, and we'll be back to that in just a sec. I want to make this announcement that WRIR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Blundstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 358-3348. And are you interested in building a new community garden? Tricycle Gardens is heading up the planning and development of a new community garden located next to the Humphrey Calder Community Center at the corner of Thompson Street and Patterson Avenue, prime piece of real estate in West End Richmond. The first planning meeting will be held Thursday, September 11 at 7 p.m. in the Community Center. That's the Humphrey Calder Community Center, and it is open to all. Please call 231-7767. Again, that's 231-7767. Or email Lisa at tricyclegardens.org for further information. And our next set here on the All Obama All the Time program is all going to be in Spanish. Well, at least the first three songs will be. So these are all Latin music styles associated with various Latino communities in the who are represented pretty strongly in the U.S. This first group is kind of anonymous. They just bill themselves as Amigos de Obama, and they've got a website of the same name, which is definitely worth checking out. I believe it's amigosdeobama.org, and this is a mariachi song called Viva Obama, right here and only here on Global Agogo.
Al candidato, ¿quién es Barack Obama? Este corrido le canto con el alma, humilde, buen nacido, también sin pretensión. Empezó por las calles de Chicago, trabajando para lograr una visión, para proteger a la gente trabajadora y traernos todos juntos en esta gran nación. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Un candidato luchando por nuestra nación. Nada importa si eres de San Antonio, nada importa si eres de Corpus Christi, de Dallas o del Valle, de Houston o del Paso. Lo que importa es que votemos por Obama, porque su lucha también es nuestra lucha. Y hoy que tenemos la urgencia para un cambio, vamos todos unidos con nuestro gran amigo. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Un candidato luchando por nuestra nación.
¡Cumbia de Obama!
¡Ha! Solamente Obama es esperanza.
Así.
Solamente Obama
es esperanza.
Solamente Obama
es esperanza.
Votemos.
Solamente Obama
es esperanza.
Ajá. Obama.
Who's gonna stand for change?
Obama.
Who's gonna bring our troops home?
Obama.
Who's gonna beat McCain? Us back home.
Obama.
Se fueron miles a pesar de eso, lejos llegó. Trabajando arduamente de la universidad, se graduó. En las calles de Chicago con la comunidad,
como yo.
Obama.
Who's gonna stand for change?
Obama.
Who's gonna bring our troops home?
Obama.
Who's gonna beat McCain?
Obama.
Who's gonna give us back home?
Obama.
Ya es hora para un cambio, no podemos esperar. Unamos nuestras banderas, juntos vamos a votar. Niños, padres, ciudadanos, desde las sierras hasta el mar. En el mundo del futuro, todos vamos a contar. Derechos inmigrantes,
yes, we can.
Cuidado de salud,
yes, we can.
Educación para todos,
yes, we can.
Seguridad nacional,
yes, we can.
Derechos inmigrantes,
yes, we can.
Cuidado de salud,
yes, we can.
Educación para todos,
yes, we can.
Seguridad nacional,
yes, we can.
Solamente Obama
da esperanza.
Obama
da esperanza.
Así.
Solamente Obama
da esperanza.
Votamos.
Solamente Obama
da esperanza.
Ajá.
Solamente Obama.
Cumbia.
BarackObama.com.
Latino.
pronto. Necesitamos todo el Texas salir para votar para el nuevo presidente que viene, Barack Obama. Tiene el apoyo de la raza judía. Tú sabes que es nuestro guía.
Yes, we can.
Tú y yo estamos aquí para luchar para el victory.
Okay. All right. That is, of all of the ones I'm going to play today, I think that's the funniest. So you can turn the radio off now. It doesn't get any better than that. That band is called the Hip Hop Hoodios. You've heard them on this show before. And doing their big hit, Kike on the Mic. And that is called Shalom Obama. And the backstory on that is not only is that a traditional Jewish melody that's there been done in a kind of a quasi-reggaeton version, but also the guy that you heard doing the introduction, that booming introduction, is somebody doing an impersonation of Don Francisco, who is the host of the very popular Spanish-language variety show Sábado Gigante. And it turns out that Don Francisco is Jewish. And so that just makes the whole thing kind of come full circle. It doesn't actually have anything to do with Obama hardly at all there. But the lyrics are great and the concept is great, and I think that Hip Hop Hoodios is one of the most brilliant bands going. Before that, we heard a reggaeton Obama song called Como Se Dice, Como Se Llama. Again, that one's attributed to Amigos de Obama, so you can find that on their website again. Before that, a group that calls themselves Los Obamaleros and Cumbia de Obama, and we started off that all Latino set with Viva Obama, the mariachi version by Amigos de Obama, and you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 until 7, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And, of course, the intent of this program is not political at all. It is definitely to get into this whole notion that there's a guy running for president who is of such great interest to people around the world that they would write songs in their local popular music styles about him, even though he's not running for president in their country and may have very, very little to do with their lives in any way at all. And I also want to say something I said earlier in the program, which is that now that I'm interested in this subject, I'm interested in songs about all of the other presidential candidates as well. If there are world music responses to the candidacies of John McCain and Ralph Nader and Bob Barr, I'm not aware of them, but I'm interested in finding out about them. If you know about them, please send me an email, and I will track down the music if I can and play it on my show in a future show. My email address is globalagogoradio@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you about that or any other subject. You can also call in the station here. The number is 804-649-9737. We're going to turn to Africa here in this next set, and I think this is the only one that I'm going to play that starts with a clip of Obama talking, which the American music Obama songs, tons of them, are just really music laid behind different speeches and stuff like that. I'm not so much interested in that. I'm more interested in the artist's own personal responses. But the song that comes in after that is, I think, really, really good. It's by an artist named Foheba, and it's called Ready to Go. And we're going to play it right now on Global Agogo.
But in the unlikely story that is America, there has never been anything false about hope. We're not ready, or that we shouldn't try, or that we can't. generations of Americans have responded to the simple creed that sums up the spirit of the people. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. It can change the world. One voice can change the world. So we just want to know one thing. Are you fired up? Are you ready to go?
Gita no me mora cagoyo Nadoke mora kagoyo Moro nega kaweru mui moro Moro nega kaweru mui moro
Thank you. Obama, yeah, 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 yeah. Obama, yeah, 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 yeah. Obama, yeah, 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 yeah.
Golden from Kenya. Well, half from Kenya, half from the U.S. That's a band that I saw while I was on vacation last week. They played in New York at the Damrosch Park band shell at Lincoln Center, and they were great. And that is their song Obama from their album Hera Manono that came out last year. This band, when they made their first recording, this Hera Manono was their second one, they had a lot of trouble getting the Kenyan guys of the band into the U.S. to record. And so the record label, which is based in Illinois, Thrill Jockey Records, got their senator to help expedite the visa process for the Kenyan musicians. Their senator is Barack Obama, who, of course, his father is born in Kenya. And anyway, long story short, the band managed to get in, make the record, and because of the help that they got from the Illinois senator, they decided to write a praise song for him, which is kind of like standard operating practice in African music. There are actually a lot of different people praised in that song, but Obama is the name that you hear the most, and certainly in that second half of the song, it's all just praising Barack Obama. So there you have it. Before that, we heard from Foheba, who is an artist from Cameroon. And that was a Makossa that he calls Ready to Go, which he's written lyrics to and has also overlaid a speech from Barack Obama. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and we are the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. We want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Modlin Center welcomes Ensemble in Residence 8th Blackbird back to campus for two performances in 08-09. The first one is a remix of their Grammy Award-winning CD, Strange Imaginary Animals. And the second one is called Slide, and it's a collaboration with theater artist Rind Eckert. For more information, you can call the box office at 289-8980, or visit the Modlin Center online at modlin.richmond.edu. And light up your life this month during First Friday's Art Walk. Well, next month, anyway. So on September 5th, from dusk until midnight, Enlight Richmond will illuminate First Friday's Art Walk as the 100 through 400 blocks of West Broad Street are closed to vehicle traffic. Powered by 1708 Gallery in conjunction with its 30th anniversary, Enlight Richmond is a light-inspired art exhibition and spectacle. Facades, walls, balconies, rooftops, doorways, parking lots, and median strips will become art installations and performance sites. Enlight Richmond is free and open to the public. For more information, visit www.1708enlight.com. That's INLIGHT.org. And among the many participants in that event is going to be the Gamelan Ragakusuma, or the
the busking version, the version that can carry its instruments around. And Andy McGraw from University of Richmond is actually still here in the studio with me because he's been enjoying, I hope you've been enjoying,
the
Barack Obama music. And so we can just point out once again that Andy leads the Gamelan Orchestra. They're having a open rehearsal, the first of the academic year, on Sunday, this Sunday, from 3 to 5 p.m. at Booker Hall on the campus of University of Richmond. And they are going to be participating, a subset of them is going to be participating in that first Friday's event next Friday. So that's a week from today. All right, so we've got like 28 minutes left. I know I'm not going to be able to play all the songs that I've brought, which is a little disappointing, but that's kind of the way that things go. But I've got a couple more African songs that I want to play, and I do want to get back, if I've got the time, to more of the Caribbean stuff, because literally you could program a whole Caribbean radio station now just with songs about Barack Obama. I swear to God, there are so many of them. But before we go back to that, I want to play this artist from Uganda. Hold on a second. Let me get the CD. Yeah, okay. I was supposed to have that in my hand. Dr. Phoebe Abe. She's from Uganda. And so that's probably probably the most esoteric place that's represented on today's show. And we're going to hear her do the song that she calls Go With Obama. Check this out.
Obama. pray to see you, leader.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
We want to change, change, want to change.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
What the people want,
now.
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 Change low. I believe a win in my lifetime. I believe. Man, 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 man. Mine, 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 mine. All around the world, pray to see you, leader.
Them a fi give him roll the red carpet out. Yes, them a fi give him. The Lord bless him. How will the man name? Barack Obama.
Right.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, first black president of the United States.
Again.
Barack Obama.
Right.
Barack Obama.
Leader.
Barack Obama, first black president of the United States.
Yeah.
Just when you come, so you know you are there.
Come this son of loop nor fame.
Just when you come for the healthy and the lame to unite the U.S. of A.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
See down in a me house, I watch the primaries. And what I come up in a me eyes, and when me hear the man win, with a brilliant speech, you got to understand that Barack Obama is a leader that you can believe in. Black is the skin of powerful are the words. America must unite and start going forward. The haters may not love him, but you call me sir. Barack Obama, well, this is your turn. Barack Obama,
yeah.
Barack Obama,
big man.
Barack Obama, yeah. First black president of the United States.
Tell him.
Barack Obama,
yeah.
Barack Obama,
right.
Barack Obama, first black president of the United States.
Tell him.
see such militancy and see such a great crime. Conquer prejudice and through racial divide, and everybody love him dead by inside. Want to see the soldiers them leave Iraq, and this is everywhere spending, and the world know that. The prices are Nile, make we living in a shock up on we knees and for we back, and man, we want if we stop away. Name Barack Obama.
Yeah,
Barack Obama.
Right,
Barack Obama. First black president of the United States.
And the world.
Barack Obama.
Yeah,
Barack Obama.
Right,
Barack Obama. First black president of the United States. Just when you come, so you know you are there.
No,
just when you come, this son of Luke or fame. Just when you come for the healthy and the lame to unite the US of A. Yeah. All them a try, none of them couldn't stop him.
Never.
Presidential candidate, them a forgive him.
Yeah.
Roll the red carpet out, yes, them a forgive him. The Lord bless him. How will the man name?
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Big man.
Barack Obama. Primaries and what I come up in my eyes and when me hear the man win. With a brilliant speech you got to understand that Barack Obama is a leader that you can believe in. Black is the skin of powerful are the words. America must unite and start going forward. The haters may not love him but you call me sir Barack Obama. Well this is your turn. Barack Obama.
And there's some music from Papa Michigan, one of the great vocalists and great pioneers in the dancehall style of reggae music from Jamaica. And that song, of course, called Barack Obama. New one from him and also a pretty big hit there in Jamaica. Before that, we heard from Cody Chestnut, and who's an American artist, but definitely playing a African style, African rhythm there, which he calls Afro-Bama. And before that, Dr. Phoebe Abe from Uganda. And Go With Obama. And the theme of this show has been world music songs about Barack Obama, who is, I'm sure you've noticed, become quite the influential figure around the world, has really captured the imagination of citizens of the world, especially people of color around the world, all fascinated by the idea that Americans have an opportunity to elect an African-American president for the very first time. And again, as I've said a couple of times in the show, this isn't so much a program about politics as it is about culture. And I would be very interested in playing world music songs about John McCain or Ralph Nader or Bob Barr or anyone else who is appearing on the presidential ballot in 2008 around the country that I might be unaware of. I'm certainly familiar with those four gentlemen. So if you've got leads on that subject, I'll be glad to follow them up, and certainly interested in playing that music on my program. You can email me once again at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've got a few more songs, and Christian will be in with This Modern Beat at 7. At 9 o'clock, Fontaine will be here with What the Fontaine, and she's got an election show as well, so we're on message here tonight on WRIR. At 11 o'clock, Andrew Felty will be here with Midnight Solstice. The Professor will be here with The Other Side of Metal at 1 o'clock, and it's the all-nighter from 3 to 6, and then Katie Tallfeathers will be in the morning at 6 a.m., with her program of Native American music, and so on and so on. We've got great music here all weekend for you, all holiday weekend for you here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. And so I've got time for a few more songs, so let's get that going. Oh, and next week, I've got a very special show again. Next week, I'm going to have a guest in the studio, Ken Homan, former WRIR DJ, current WCV, no, not exactly, WDCE DJ on leave because they are off the air while they're rebuilding their studio. And Ken and I are going to do an all blues show next week. My half of the show is going to be all African. His half of the show, I believe, is going to be all American. And so it should be a lot of fun. This is going to be our second collaboration on the radio together. And Ken's a great DJ. If you've never heard him on our station or on WDC, he is super knowledgeable. So tune in for that. It should be a lot of fun. And let's see what we're gonna close it out with a few songs, starting with this one from a guy named Viaja Morgan from Jamaica. The song is called Neutral Man. It's quite interesting and actually pretty subtle. I don't know. I guess that's it, right? I'm kind of tapped out of things to say. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I will see you guys next week. Until then, a tutalu.
This is Viaja, and this poem is dedicated to Barack Obama. A neutral man. This is not political, it is logical. A neutral man, a neutral man. Yes, we can, yes, we can. A neutral man, a neutral man. Solid as a rock, a rock, a rock. A neutral man, a neutral man. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A neutral man. A neutral man. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A neutral man. A man who looks left. A man who looks right. A man who is not on the white side. A man who is not on the black side. A man who is on the right side. A man who is not biased. A man who is both in flesh, blood, and thought. A man whose works has proven worthy. A man who is powerful and does not indulge in folly, folly, folly. A neutral man, a neutral man. Yes, we can, yes, we can. A neutral man, a neutral man. Solid as a rock, a rock, a rock. A neutral man, a neutral man. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A neutral man. A neutral man. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A man who is a leader, a mentor, a role model. But there will be rumors and controversies. There will be planned strategies to kill, destroy, and stop the light that shines within. But this light is stronger, longer, forever. It's a light that burns with words of wisdom and planned actions that accomplish results. Thanks for this neutral man with realistic goals and plans that will make our world a better place. Can we make this world a better place? Yes, we can. Can we live in peace and unity? Yes, we can. Can we have equal rights and justice? Yes, we can. Can we have health and wealth? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A neutral man. A neutral man. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A neutral man. A neutral man. Solid as a rock. A rock. A rock. A neutral man. A neutral man. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A neutral man. A neutral man. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. A neutral man. One who understands the plight and also the might. One who respects the right and the life. One who respects the choice. One who has the insight. A problem solver who can ease and prevent the strife. One who speaks with humility and credibility to confer with the lowly and also the mighty. One who is strong, yet willing to negotiate a treaty to prevent a tragedy. Can we? Yes, we can. Will we? Yes, we can. Shall we? Yes, we can. Must we? Yes, we can. A neutral.
Oh, yes. Oh, well. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The economic oppression of the poor people as a whole. The economic oppression. Obama will make it better. The economic oppression.
economic compression.
The economic compression.
The people as a friend. The economic compression.
The economic
Obama will make it better. The economic compression.
The economic compression.
The people as a friend. The economic compression.
Was born on August 4, 1961.
political science was his major at the University of Columbia. He studied constitutional law, known as a great leader, and being a family man, give him the right to lead this nation. Barack, we love you. Barack, we supporting you. And we stand behind you every step of the way. Barack, we are proud of you, of your ideas and your achievements too. Yes, we pray for you to win, cause you give us hope.